الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Honorable brothers in attendance and viewers of Madani channel. There are many excellences of reciting Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon the best of creation, our hope for salvation, our intercessor, our master, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In one narration, we are told that recite Salat upon me wherever you are, for indeed your recitation of Salat reaches me. The Prophet ﷺ told us that it doesn't matter where we are, which country, which city, which continent. If we recite Salat ala Nabi, salutations upon the Prophet ﷺ, then through this hadith we learn that that recitation of Durood Sharif indeed reaches the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we know of such narrations, when we know of such ahadith, then it is necessary upon us to recite Salat ala Nabi wherever we may be. And which believer doesn't want his Salat to be conveyed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is the thing that we need to ponder upon. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to recite Salat ala Nabi in abundance. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inshallah, in the time I have today, we will hear about a topic that is not often discussed. And the people that it's related to, the topic of this speech, the people that will be mentioned are unfortunately often neglected in society. What am I referring to? Who will I be speaking about today? Inshallah, we will hear about the importance of showing respect, affection, and mercy towards the orphans. Now, first of all, who is considered an orphan in Islam? Islamically speaking, an orphan is that child who has lost his father and he himself is nabaligh, or she herself is nabaligha. What does that mean? That Islamically speaking, they have not reached the age of puberty and they've lost their father. Now such a child, until they do become baligh or baligha, they are considered as an orphan, or in Arabic we say yatim. Now because that child does not have a father, most of the time the child is then looked after by uncles, aunties, relatives. It could be the case that the mother remarries and the child has a stepfather. But so many times it's seen that the child is neglected. The child is oppressed even, ma'azallah. The child is wronged. And it's important to know that in Islam, such a child is to be shown mercy. He's already deprived of a father. The child has already gone through a lot, is suffering. We know the importance of a father in a child's life. The father is like a rock for the child. But when that support is lifted, then other people need to come in and show that child that, look, you may have lost your father and it's a great loss, no doubt. But we will ensure that you don't feel that loss. We will show extra affection to you. We will be merciful to you. And we won't wrong you. And in this regard, let us begin with an account from the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about how much the Prophet alaihi wasallam cared for the orphans. And when he realized that an orphan was being wronged or oppressed, he would come to the aid of that orphan. Listen carefully. Abu Jahl, a staunch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we know he was the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, he would look after an orphan. He was the guardian of an orphan. But what he would do is seize that orphan's wealth. We know that when the father dies, the inheritance is obviously distributed amongst the children, and those orphan children then gain, on many occasions, a large portion of wealth. Now, here Abu Jahl was looking after an orphan, but he was seizing his wealth. He was stealing and usurping his wealth. So what that child did was, the child came to the court of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That court where people come to seek refuge. That blessed court where people come to seek aid and help. And this child did as well. This child came to the court of the Prophet alayhi salam and mentioned what had happened. That I am an orphan child under the guardianship of Abu Jahl. And Abu Jahl has usurped my wealth, has seized my wealth unlawfully. The Prophet alayhi salam immediately got up, went with the child to Abu Jahl, his uncle, and demanded that the wealth be returned to the orphan child. Subhanallah. Look how much the Prophet ﷺ is looking out for the rights of orphans. Abu Jahl instantly returned the wealth. Later, his companions, Abu Jahl's friends, they said to him, you didn't even put up an argument. You didn't even have a say in this matter. You didn't even speak. You didn't even defend yourself. Straight away, you returned the money. Why was this? And Abu Jahl said, subhanAllah, revealing a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, I saw on the right and left side of him two terrifying spears, and I thought at any moment these spears will inflict harm upon me. Whereas obviously the onlookers could not see that. So this was a mu'jiza of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala supported his Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Abu Jahl became awestruck. Awe overcame him, and straight away, immediately, instantly, he returned the money that he had stolen and usurped back to the orphan child. So, subhanallah, what do we learn from this account? We learn that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would look out for the welfare of the orphans. And the orphans knew as well that if they were wronged, there is a blessed personality who we can come to so that our problems are resolved. So if money is taken from us, that personality can help us in regaining it. And this is exactly what happened. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved the orphans, he looked out for them. And this is something that the Quran tells us about. The Quran, the book of guidance, the book for all Muslims to follow, the criterion, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us in many, many verses that we must show good conduct towards orphans. This is a category of people in society that we cannot neglect. We cannot belittle and look down upon. We cannot unlawfully take their wealth and do other such crimes. It's not allowed. So listen to the verses of the Quran, inshallah. First of all, Allah Ta'ala states in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَبِالْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَبِذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. Translation, and show good conduct towards the parents and the close relatives and the orphans and the destitute people. So from amongst the four types of people mentioned in this part of the verse, wal yatama, orphans have been mentioned as well. The Quran instructs us to show good conduct towards the orphans. In another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَذِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. And remember when we took a covenant from Bani Israel that they should not worship anyone besides Allah, and they are to show good conduct towards the parents and the close relatives and the orphans and the destitute people, and they should say good words to people. They should speak good. And they should establish salah and give zakat. Again, another verse of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala is telling us about the rights of orphans, how they should be shown good conduct. It shouldn't be the case that we are indifferent to orphans, that we are cold-hearted when it comes to their mu'amala, their matter. And ma'azallah say, that's not my child, that's somebody else's child. No, I have no responsibility to look after such a child. But remember, when you do look after an orphan, subhanAllah, the hadith mentioned the immense reward that lies in place. When you show good conduct towards the orphans, when you look after the orphans, when you take on that responsibility of bringing them up, subhanAllah, and as we will hear, inshaAllah. First of all, Sayyiduna Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala, Sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he states that the Prophet alayhi salam said, whoever stroked the head of an orphan child, and he did so to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then for every hair he will receive great reward. For every hair that his hand passes over, imagine thousands of, you know, strands of hair. Imagine the reward that he will attain. And then the hadith states, whoever shows good conduct towards an orphan boy, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam put his two fingers together and said, me and him will be like this in Jannah. Meaning, the way these two fingers are in proximity to each other, they are close to each other. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam explained that if you show good conduct rather towards an orphan boy or an orphan girl, then you will be like this with me in Jannah, close to me in Jannah. And what more can a believer ask for? That in Jannah you are with the beloved of Allah. This is the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and you can gain qurbah. How? By showing good conduct to an orphan child. Inshallah. In another hadith, Sayyiduna Uqbah bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala an, he states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is a house, an abode in Jannah called Darul Farh. It's called Darul Farh, the house of happiness, the house of joy. And only those people will enter this house who in the world would please the hearts of the orphans. Who will enter this special place in Jannah, referred to as Darul Farh? Those people who in this dunya would please the hearts of orphans. And this is why, dear brothers in Islam, views of Madin Channel, constantly we are told by the ulama, make use of your time. Don't waste your life on earth. Do acts like these. Because in the akhirah, to attain all of this goodness, to attain high ranks in Jannah, you have to do amal here. And if you don't do amal here, then you'll be regretful in the hereafter. That why didn't I do such and such? So and so did it. And that possibility, that situation was also presented to me, but I didn't take advantage. So we don't want to have regret in the akhirah. Listen to another hadith. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best home amongst the Muslims, the best home from the Muslim homes is the one in which there is a yateen child, there is an orphan child. And not only that, he is shown good conduct. There's a yateen, there's an orphan child in that Muslim home. But he's also shown good conduct. He's treated kindly, nicely, shown affection and mercy as well. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the worst home from the Muslim homes, the worst home is the home in which there is an orphan child who is treated badly, he is mistreated. Now, perhaps someone might say here, you know, it's not really common to have an orphan child live with you, etc. But generally speaking, throughout the world, there are people listening from all over. There is this concept. And even here, someone has to look after that child. You can help that child. You can aid that child financially. You could try and teach that child good manners. Because now the father has left, the father has departed from the world, because of which the child has become a yatim. Now you can take responsibility. I will fill that gap. I will help this child. It may be a niece, it may be a nephew, it may be a relative, it may be somebody's, a friend's child. So this is where Muslims need to show their good character. Let's listen to another hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and this hadith is reported by Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever looked after three orphan children, whoever brought up three orphan children, listen to the reward for him. He is like that person who spends the entire night worshipping, all night, Qiyamul Layl. And he's like that person who spends every day fasting. And he's like that person who is ready to strive in the way of Allah day and night. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, me and him, me and that person who looked after three orphan children, will be in Jannah like two brothers. Me and that person will be in Jannah like two brothers. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam again joined his fingers, or indicated with his fingers, to show the proximity that will be attained by that person. So again, we're told that orphan children should be shown extra mercy, affection, kindness. Why? Because they're lacking a father. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our ideal in this regard. Sometimes, ma'adallah, a person may become close to an orphan because the orphan has inherited a large amount of wealth. That if I come close to this orphan, then I will receive that wealth. Na'udzubillah. So the intentions are evil behind it. Listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on how he was very cautious about the rights of orphans, especially their wealth. Today we have Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, ala sahibiha salatu wassalam. May Allah ta'ala take us there time and time again, to al-Madinah al-Munawwara. Zadaha Allahu sharafan wa ta'zima. But do you know, when Muslims migrated to al-Madinah al-Munawwara, there wasn't an area where Muslims could congregate for salah, for jama'at. There wasn't no specified place. And then the Prophet ﷺ expressed a desire that there should be a place for the Muslims to gather to perform their salah together. And an area was chosen by the Prophet ﷺ which belonged to, it was a garden of the Banu Najjar tribe. So the Banu Najjar, when they found out that the Prophet ﷺ has selected and chosen this land for the masjid, for the construction of the masjid, and this was close to the house of the Prophet ﷺ as well, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take the land. Why? Our reward, we will attain our payment for this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning Allah ta'ala will reward us for this. We give the land. But then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized that the land belonged to two orphan children, that their father passed away, and now this land was inherited by them. So those two children were summoned as well. And they as well, subhanallah, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take this land. We give it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. This is yours, and we will buy this land of you. We will buy this land of you. And then using the money of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, that land which was to be used for the construction of a masjid was purchased and the money was handed over to the guardians of these orphans, these orphan children. This is how mindful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about the rights of orphans, the huquq of orphans. And here, sadly, in our society, people have this mindset, doesn't matter how it comes, it should just come to my bank account. You know, I should have money come to me, it doesn't matter how. And remember, dear brothers in Islam, it's very scary, because one of the signs of the end of times, as mentioned by the ulama of Islam in their books, is that a person will give no consideration regarding where his wealth comes from, whether it's from haram means or halal means. A person won't care. As long as he attains it, as long as he acquires and obtains a large amount of wealth, that's the most important thing to him. But we know as a Muslim, we have to be very, very careful that we're not violating people's rights and then earning that money. And here we're talking about orphans, but there are so many examples that can be given. So many ways that a person can end up earning haram risk instead of halal. And this has been obviously condemned in the Quran as well. And the Prophet ﷺ spoke about it as well. How reprehensible, how wrong it is to take the wealth of an orphan child. But this is very, very important and we should realize this. And remember the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anybody who came into his blessed company, his proximity, subhanallah, no doubt he learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you observe someone who is so meticulous in terms of the Sharia, halal and haram, definitely it will rub off on you. And the Prophet alaihi wasallam is the Sharia, he is the legislator. He knows about the Sharia more than any other human being. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mindful of the rights of the orphans. And this even passed on to his awlad as well, his blessed offspring, his Ahlul Bayt. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in observed this. His noble wives, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anhunna, they also saw this as well. And they would follow in the manner in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displayed his blessed actions. Let's listen to an account in this regard. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala once sent a gift, large amounts of hadiyah, gifts, to one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen known as Sayyidatuna Zainab bint Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha. When she saw this large amount, and she said, where has this come from? The person who brought it, he told her that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala has sent this for you as a gift. And she replied, subhanallah, she said, may Allah Ta'ala forgive Umar. She prayed for him. And then she took a veil which was used as a curtain in those days. She cut it into pieces. She made bags out of it, basically. She filled those bags with the gifts that were sent by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And then she had those bags distributed amongst her family members, amongst her relatives, and amongst the orphans as well, the orphan children. So Sayyidatuna Zainab bin Jahsh radiallahu ta'ala anha was mindful of the orphans. She looked out for them. And the question is, do we do that? The narration continues. And after that, she made a dua, O Allah, after this year, may I not receive any other gifts from Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anha. Subhanallah. And what happened? Her dua was accepted. After the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was the first to pass away. And she didn't receive any further gifts. But the point that is to be highlighted here is how she singled out the yateen children, the orphan children, and sent gifts towards them. And we too should follow suit, inshallah. We heard many Quranic ayat regarding showing good conduct to orphans. We heard how stroking the head of an orphan child leads to the closeness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. We heard so many accounts. We heard how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mindful of the rights of the orphans. And we need to adopt this attitude and mindset as well. And we need to stay distant and far away from this mindset that this is an orphan child. Now it's time for me to take advantage of this child, ma'adallah. That this money that he's inherited, the property that he's inherited, whatever he's got, I'm going to somehow get in there and I'm going to take all of that off him. This was the way of Abu Jahl. We heard that Abu Jahl would do such things. A staunch disbeliever, staunch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would do such things. He would usurp the wealth of orphans. He would not fulfill their rights. He would oppress them. He would wrong them. And we, alhamdulillah, we are the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Prophet alayhi salam found out that that land which was to be reserved for the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi ala sahibi salatu wasalam belonged to two orphan children, he summoned them and he gave payment for that land as well. Even though those children want you to gift it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said no. Because a nabaligh child cannot gift. And here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam made sure that payment was given to those children, and only then was the land acquired, and alhamdulillah, Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif was built. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, throughout his life showed us, the Quran tells us about the rights of orphans, how we should show mercy, affection and kindness towards them. We have children and we dislike it when someone speaks bad about them, or if somebody mistreats them. This hurts us, hurts our heart. You know, why did so-and-so speak to my child like that? Remember, an orphan child, that is someone's child as well. Okay, he's lost his father, because Islamically speaking, I will repeat, an orphan is he who, before reaching the age of puberty, has lost his father. When he reaches the age of bulughat, then he no longer becomes a yateen. But that is someone's child as well. And we should look after those children in our communities, in our societies. We should show extra love towards them. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ emphasized it and said, Jannah will be for that person. And an abode, a special place in Jannah called Darul Farh, will be given to those people who please the hearts of orphans in the world. May Allah Ta'ala enable us all to remember this Quranic teaching, this prophetic teaching of being kind towards orphan children, to look out for their rights. And if we find out that they're being oppressed in any way, wronged in any way, and we can assist, then we should try and help them as well. May Allah Ta'ala enable us to remember what has been said and to act upon it. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.